Chapter 1. Education and Work. Building a Career. 1.5. Payment Conditions, Work Environment and Duties. Task 3. Listen to the second part of the lecture and complete the sentences below with the word or phrase mentioned by Bob.
Let's look at each of these points to get a better idea of how they could affect negotiations. First, we can discuss whether the negotiating party is looking just for a one-shot type of business or a long-term relationship. While some markets might be looking for just a contract, Spain for example, members of other countries might be looking for a long-term relationship, India for example. Next, we have the win-win thought process of negotiations. Some cultures look at negotiating as a win-win type of process, as the Japanese do. But countries like Spain typically do not view the negotiation that way. They prefer to win the negotiation and are not as concerned with the win-win proposition. Personal style also plays a cultural part in negotiations. Specifically, is a person more formal, professional, detailed, structured and businesslike, or informal, more personable, wanting to connect with the other party, when it comes to negotiating? As it relates to negotiating, the Germans are more formal, where individuals from Mexico are more informal. This formality helps guide how these two different cultures negotiate and, in turn, how you should negotiate with them. Tied somewhat to the aspects of formal or informal culture is the aspect of whether individuals in the culture communicate directly or indirectly. An example of this is in negotiation. Yes does not mean yes with the Japanese. Yes means I understand, and is a very indirect means of communicating. On the other hand, the Israelis believe in very direct communication, which can sometimes feel off-putting to those who do not understand this cultural difference. There are many other aspects that can affect negotiations, such as if individuals in the culture typically hide how they are feeling, like the Japanese, or do they show their feelings right away, like much of the Latin culture? There is always the concept of how group decision-making is handled. Do they make a decision as a group, or does one person in the group make the decision? Many Asian cultures stress team consensus before a decision can be made, and typically in the US, we're looking for the group leader to make the decision.